Okay, people, let's get right into the news.
She describes it as a hurtful discovery. Banned church with anti-Semitic graffiti.
Someone spray painted swastika.
A Macomb County pastor describes it as a hurtful discovery. Vandals targeted his church with anti-Semitic graffiti.
Someone spray painted swastika.
Anti-Semitic graffiti. Because this happened to a church. This happened to a church in Roseville, Detroit. Somebody has sprayed this church with anti-Semitic graffiti. Okay. Number one, there's no such thing as Semitic. Now, you don't say there's no such thing as S-I-M-M. I don't know how to spell it. There's no such thing as anti-Semitic. It's Shemitic. S-H-E-M. You got to be from the lines of Shem and go against Shem to be anti-Shemitic. The same way to be an anti-Christ, you must go against Christ. And you must go against those who follow Christ to be an anti-Christ. You see? That's facts and that's truth. So, this church right here, somebody spray painted some anti-Semitic, I don't know what the fuck that means, graffiti on this black church. Now, they got the concept right because this is a black pastor. And they are writing, you know what I'm saying, racist things against the black pastor, which this black pastor is a Jew. Yes, because the black people are the real Jews, people. So they got the right concept, but the wrong choice in words. Let's go ahead and hear this again.
Because on the Greater New Life.
The discovery. Vandals targeted his church with anti-Semitic graffiti.
Someone spray painted swastikas on the Greater New Life Church in Roseville, which is near 10 Mile and Gratiot. Victor Williams is there live for us tonight. And Victor, we know that they found the disturbing images just as Sunday services were getting underway.
Yes, that is right, Sandra and Steve. Very shocking discovery for not only the pastor, but the entire church family. We saw police officers out here trying to keep an eye on the church just minutes ago, but unfortunately, this is something else that the church is going to have to get over after going through so much already.
It's hurtful that they would do this.
Yeah, I know you hear the voice. You know what I'm saying? That don't sound like a white voice. That's a black voice. You know what I'm saying? That's a black pastor. That's a real Jew. So, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know why the police are sitting there. Like really? The government is really going to come back and do this in front of you? Because that's who it is, people. This ain't nobody but your freaking damn government. You know what I'm saying? Attacking. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's all about, you see, what they want to do is, you know what I'm saying, they try to cause up an uproar, you know what I'm saying, so that you people will feel be comfortable with signing and be encouraged for them to sign these hate law crimes on the books. You know what I'm saying? Because in the end, when you sign all of these damn hate law crimes on the books, that is really taken away from your rights. You are not going to be able to say shit against nobody. You understand? And the government do little shit like this, you know, tit for tat shit like this. And niggas who is, you know what I'm saying, and black pastors who don't know about what's going on, will go right along with the agenda. Oh yeah, we got some, I can't believe they would, in this day and time in 2021, we got people that think like this. And black people will actually, you know what I'm saying, side with the white man to do what? To help take their laws and help take their rights away from them. That's what this is about, people. Because let's see here. He's a black man. And black man, Mr. Pastor Man, you must understand, you got a congregation, you got a church. You got to start teaching your congregation members right, and you got to start teaching your church right. You know what I'm saying? Don't be teaching your church that slop mess that you always teach your church. Oh, and the Lord, you know what I'm saying? Jumping up and down, hollering and screaming. No, teach the people who they are. You a black man, I'm pretty sure your congregation is black. Anyway, let's go ahead and finish.
To God's house.
Pastor Daryl Moore can't wrap his mind around why anyone would...
His name is Pat.
Pastor describes it as a hurtful discovery. Vandals talk...
His name is Pastor Daryl Moore. For all you people who are in the Detroit area, because this is from over here in Detroit, over in Roseville, Detroit. For all you people in the Roseville area, Detroit, let them know about, you know what I'm saying, the truth. You know what I'm saying? Let this pastor, Pastor Daryl Moore, knows that, you know what I'm saying, how he's supposed to be teaching.
Targeted his church with anti-Semitic graffiti.
Someone spray painted swastikas on the Greater New Life Church in Roseville, which is near 10 Mile and Gratiot. Victor Williams is there live for us tonight. And Victor, we know that they found the disturbing images just as Sunday services were getting underway.
Yes, that is right, Sandra and Steve.
And you can tell this is carefully orchestrated. Because it just happened just as Sunday services just began to get started. So you mean to tell me during the week, nothing happened during the week. But as soon as Sunday service, soon as Sunday hit, today is Sunday, soon as Sunday hit, you know what I'm saying, this happens on a Sunday. Just a week the week before Halloween. You know what I'm saying? This is just the same hate crime laws. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Put this in the atmosphere. Oh, it's hate amongst us. Come on, people. Really?
A shocking discovery for not only the pastor, but the entire church family. We saw police officers out here trying to keep an eye on the church just minutes ago, but unfortunately, this is something else that the church is going to have to get over after going through so much already.
It's hurtful that they would do this to God's house.
Pastor Daryl Moore can't wrap his mind around why...
Daryl Moore, you need to wrap your mind around the truth and stop calling that church God's house when, you know what I'm saying, you're not teaching God's word right. Notice I said right. I didn't say you're not teaching God's word, because you probably is reading from the scriptures, but you're not teaching his word right. You know what I'm saying? It is not God's house until you teach God's words right, and then your congregation would understand who they is, and guess what? They will be encouraged to get right. That's when you can call God's house God's house. It's when God's truth is being taught in God's house. You can't call it God's house when every Sunday you whole service and you only talking about love everybody and God's gonna bless you, and you know what I'm saying, when you talking like that, you cannot call that God's house. You got to let the black people know, you know what I'm saying, Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 68 applies to them. You got to let the people know that actually the whole book of Deuteronomy chapter 28 and all of them curses apply to them. You got to let the black people know that, Ezekiel chapter, is it Ezekiel? Yeah, Ezekiel chapter, no, not Ezekiel. But I get back to the scriptures. But you got to let the black people know who they are. That's when you call God's house, God's house. Like, I'm going to say it like this. This ministry, Illuminati Radio, I can proudly say this is God's ministry. Why? Because every episode that comes off of this podcast is an educational episode. Someone somewhere actually receives some wisdom from each and every news report that Pastor Michael Smith do. Can your congregation members say that every Sunday? Can I go to your congregation members right now? I'm pretty sure your Sunday service is over. Can I go to your congregation members right now without you telling them and go to them and ask them, what have they learned today in church? What would they tell me? They probably will say they forgot.
Anyone would want to deface this church, Greater New Life,
painting swastikas and the word die all over the outside of the building.
I was here till about 10 o'clock last night, and I left here, everything was fine, until I come in this morning and the neighbors showed me all of this.
The vandalism happened either late Saturday night or early Sunday morning, just a few years after the church bounced back from a major disaster.
We had a fire in 2014 and demolished the whole building, so in 2016 we were finally able to get it rebuilt.
Police have since been investigating, but despite the discouragement and visual eyesore, Pastor Moore remains optimistic in repainting the church to rid the walls of the racist symbolism spray-painted in multiple colors.
It's disheartening, but we still encourage to go on in the name of the Lord.
And this man of...
You know what I would do? I would leave that stuff up there. And you know what I would do? I will not, every Sunday, I will not hold my service inside of the church, but I will hold my service outside of the church, and I will live stream it while everybody is seeing that same graffiti. Just to let the people know that, listen, we are God's children. You know what I'm saying? You could use this as a teaching standpoint. You know what I'm saying? Hold your service right there and let that graffiti be the backdrop to every lesson that you give so that people can see, listen, we are in our captivity land. Our enemies is coming against us. But see, Pastor Daryl Moore don't know nothing about that. Pastor Daryl Moore was brought up in the Christian church doing things the Christian way. Anyway. Pastor Daryl Moore, you are welcome to send me a friend request and come into my Bible study class so I can teach you all over again about who you are. And to all of you Pastor Moore's, Pastor Daryl Moore's congregation members, you guys are welcome to come into my Bible study class every Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. And I'm willing to teach you who you are. Yeah. And all of you all out there, you guys are welcome to come into my Bible study class every Monday night 9, Tuesday night 9, Wednesday night 9, and I'm willing to teach you who the hell you are as a people. Send me a friend request to my Facebook page, which is PSTR Michael Smith, and that's on Facebook. That's PSTR Michael Smith, and that's on Facebook. Make sure you guys hit that subscribe button, that follow button, and that notification bell. You know what I'm saying? I'm your host, I'm your pastor, Mr. Michael Smith. I'm out.